given the task to bring the word. Amen.
Amen.
And my assignment is to be taken from John 10, verses 27 through 28. John 10, verses 27 through 28. Can you write that? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The title tonight is, It's Not a Hearing Problem. All right. Y'all go with me. All right.
Not a hearing problem.
It's not a hearing problem.
Glory. Thank you.
So Jesus has been traveling, healing, preaching, teaching, and saving souls. Despite his good works, he encounters those with disbelief. After he has healed a blind man on the Sabbath day, Jesus is brought to the Pharisees for questioning regarding his claim to be Jesus. Jesus, the solid rock, holds firm and is unwavering. Jesus answers question after question after question, time and time again, stating who he is. Stating who he is and what he has come to do. He's answering the questions and stating again, over and over again, who he is. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Well,
verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Finally, one of the Jews asked, if thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking that all of these chapters and these verses, he has gone on and on to tell them who he is, not only telling them, but showing him who he is. Why can't they hear him?
Well,
is it a hearing problem? Could it be that they have a problem with their hearing? But thank God, he doesn't reply like some of us would have replied. Jesus simply replies, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My sheep hear my voice. Did the Jews have a hearing problem?
Just want his sheep.
Jesus did have to continue to preach the same message, extending to them time after time an invitation to follow him. Was it a hearing problem? It couldn't be a hearing problem. Some of them heard and received him. As verse 19 reads, there was a division therefore again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind man?
Go ahead.
It wasn't a hearing problem. It was a believing problem.
Well,
for how do you hear that which you do not believe? In order for us to become his sheep, we must first believe.
Well,
we must come to know who Jesus is. We must develop a relationship with him. He already knows us. He knew us before and better than we know ourselves. He wants us to receive his word, his promises, and accept the reward. He wants our relationship to be with him as a child growing in the womb. Each day the child grows a little more and becomes familiar with the sounds that he hears, the voice of his mother, the voice of his father. The growth continues until he is born. And at that time, in most occasions, the child is placed in his mother's bosom. Mm-hmm. The child knows almost immediately, this is a voice that I'm familiar with. I feel safe here. Mm-hmm. The voice makes them feel loved, makes them feel protected. They know that the voice, the person that is associated with the voice, they can trust. That they know that anything that they need, they can go to that person and they will get it. Can you hear him? Now, will you follow him?
Come on here.
Can you remember your parents when you're younger? You just wanted to be everywhere they were. You couldn't leave mama for 5 minutes. She was crying and just all tore up. We followed them like little lambs. We could not go anywhere without them. We had to have them, had to have them there. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Sheep follow. The sheep stay in flocks. If one goes from the flock, a good shepherd goes to find him. Sometimes a good shepherd may have a sheepdog who assists the shepherd, making sure the sheep don't stay astray.
Wow.
But if they do, the sheepdogs go out in search of the lost sheep to help bring him back to the flock. His sheep hear him.
Well,
even when it seems you have gotten so far you can't see him, listen, you can hear him. For in his flock there is everlasting joy, there is peace, there is love, there is protection, there is guidance, there is deliverance, there is forgiveness. And if that isn't enough, he says, and I give unto them eternal life. Eternal. What is this eternal life? Do I live forever? When does it start?
Well,
when the Bible speaks of eternal life, it refers to a gift of God that comes only through Jesus Christ. When we were slaves to sin, there was no righteousness, and sin resulted in death. But thank God we have been set free from sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have become followers of God, and the gift of God is salvation of our souls eternally. Amen. It goes on and on. It never stops. So when did it start? When you said, yes, Lord. You can't lose it. You can't give it back. It can't be stolen. And it never expires. They shall never perish, nor shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Once you know him, there is no thing, no one, nothing that can remove you from him. Once you know God as the Most High God, he's always that. You will always be his child. It is never ending. There is no expiration on that. There is nothing that you can do to take that love away. That is not to say there is no work involved. When you receive this gift, the gift requires nurturing, working of the soil, watering, pruning, repotting.
Jeez.
As you grow out of a small pot, you grow into the next one. You'll continue to grow from root to seed to sprout, small plant, adult plant. Then you continue to mature, producing more because it's everlasting. There is no end. Can you hear? Even in our disobedience, our shepherd never leaves us. We are his sheep. He knows us and we follow him, and he has given us eternal life. There is nothing that any man can do that will pluck us out of his hand. It's not a hearing problem. It's a believing problem.
Well,
no matter what he said to them, they were not going to hear him because they were not
believing.
His followers. They were not believers. People can say to you over and over again many things. If you don't believe it, it's going to go in one ear and out of it and out the other.
Yes, Lord.
We must be followers. We must be his sheep. He has so many rewards for us, and we must be diligent in following him. Just like the Jews, there is doubt sometimes, but we must believe and we must be faithful to him.
Jesus.
We must be faithful to him. Again, it's not to say that there is not work that has to be done, because we will work. We will work. But the reward is everlasting and far greater than anything that we could ever imagine. So was it a hearing problem?
It was a belief.
It was a believing problem. Amen. Thank you.